college, I played three different positions. I played nose tackle. I played in a three-man front at a five tech. Played three tech. So I moved around in college a lot. So that's a being versatile the way I am. I feel like that's a plus. So got experience at every position. So
I really don't follow too many mock drafts. You know, I'm just staying true to the process, man. Just keeping my head down and grinding it out. You know, but as far as the schemes, I feel like I could play in any scheme, you know, whether it's a three-man front, you know, which we did play at Florida State, and I could play in a four-man front as well. I can attack, I can two-gap, it really doesn't matter. You know, I feel like I can play anywhere along the front, just put me on the field.
I mean, I tell coaches I play all the way to a zero technique, all the way to a nine, you know, just the fact that, you know, in college, I mean, Coach Kill had me play, you know, three technique, 2-eye, everything. So, I mean, I'm very versatile and I'm very comfortable at playing anything they want me to play.
I mean, it's a special place, probably one of the best universities in the world. It was different than what I was used to. Culture shock at first. I wasn't used to the cold. I didn't like it at first, but I stuck with it. I mean, it was one of the best decisions I ever made, so.
I love Ndamukong Suh. I love the way he plays the game. You know, his mindset, the mentality, the nastiness he play with, you know, the guy's lethal. You know, and you can tell it the way that he plays. And I feel like that's the way you have to play, you know, play this position, especially on that level. You know, if you don't play the game with an attitude, you really won't make it too long playing inside.
It's not just more of an opportunity. It's more of a job now. I mean, it definitely kind of motivates me to work that much harder, you know, and obviously compete that much harder. So I feel like, you know, me having a three-year-old running around kind of gives me, I mean, just more, you know, motivation to stay focused and obviously to stay hungry.
Honestly, in a perfect world, I wish I was the number one pick, but I don't see that happening because I'm not a quarterback or Jadeveon Clowney. But, you know, I just want to get drafted, to be honest.
I feel like I come and make an impact right away. I feel like I can come in, earn the trust from the coaches, learn the playbook, get on the field right away and make an impact, make plays and earn the respect from the veterans and trying to go out there and win games with them. So.